Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. We're still celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Tamar Jacoby. And she is the director, the leader of a couple of different organizations. Tamar, I know Immigration Works and the other one, remind us.
And Opportunity America.
All right. And so
you can find it at opportunityamericaonline.org.
All right. So check that out. And that's what we're talking about, folks, the jobs in America that are going wanting. You know, Tamar, I've been knowing about this crisis, this jobs deficit, this qualified employee deficit crisis. For really 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
It's been going on for a while now. But it's coming to a head mostly because the economy is picking up
Yeah.
and people are needing workers. And we're down near full employment. So if not already there. So here's another thing that I've been talking about a lot lately on the show, and that's manufacturing. It looks like America has a number of the conditions are becoming ripe to bring jobs back onshore. One of which is energy. America is now, it's okay to be energy dependent, maybe even an exporter. And so these factories are saying, hey, we can build our factory right on top of the energy source, and then don't we have to transport it, basically. That's one good thing. But now, with what we were just reporting on, how do you get companies to put their businesses here if they already know they can't find good workers? That's not a good sign.
Absolutely. No, that's why.
Quickly. The 6 million jobs, folks, that we think maybe don't have a worker for them, about 20% of them are manufacturing. Go ahead.
I don't have the number at the top of my head, but the Manufacturing Institute talks about, I think it's going to be 2 million short over the next 10 years, something like that. I mean, big numbers. But that's why, and again, you know, some of these, the European manufacturers, the Germans and the Japanese car manufacturers in particular, are way ahead of a lot of Americans in providing the right kind of training. They all got here, you know, and they got their tax incentives to move to wherever it was, somewhere in South Carolina or Georgia or Kentucky, and they got there and they said, well, there are no workers here. Mm-hmm. And so they went into the business of figuring out how to train them. They tend to use the gold standard of training, which is apprenticeship, and that could be off-putting to American companies because, you know, some small business owner, he says, I can't, you know, those apprenticeships, that's 3 or 4 years, and that's a lot of money, and that's expensive. I can't do that. And they're right about that. You know, and that's the point. You know, again, what's interesting, what's going on out there now is a lot of this experimentation is to develop, you know, if apprenticeship is the marathon.
But I know them that are doing it, though, Tamar. I know HVAC companies that are training their own people how to become refrigerant experts.
Well, that's the point. And that's like a 1K or a 5K or 10K compared to the marathon of an apprenticeship. You know, figure it out. Figure out a shorter way. And it's often about, you know, partnering with a community college, partnering with a high school, finding a bunch of other companies in your sector that are doing it and teaming up with them so you can together put together enough of a class to send to the community college or bring to the community college to do for you. And it's I mean, the point is a lot of companies are struggling, and a lot of companies are saying, well, you know, I'm going to the market and finding these workers. That's not working. And then after that, they don't know what to do. And it's just you know, unfortunately, there's no easy answer. It's not like you go down to the store and you buy a milk. You've got to kind of come up with it, but it is about partnerships in your local place. Other companies the education system. And the thing is, the government, you know, there's experimentation going on out there. That's great. These schools are trying. I think 35 states, I think it is, have added more money for what's now called career and technical education,
yep,
high schools and community colleges. The feds still don't put very much money into it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things we're fighting for. You know, why can't you use your Pell Grant to go to training if an employer and a community college come together to offer a course, why can't a kid
spend the money where it's going to have the most fruitful results?
Where it's going to have the most, and right now you can do that if the course is for credit.
Right.
But a lot of these courses aren't for credit because
mm-hmm.
they don't need to be for credit.
Yeah.
So that's a change where the federal government could make a big difference. Of course, there are reasons why they don't want to do it. But
keep up the good work on keeping the heat on them up there on that. Tomorrow we need them to be doing that. Hey, Tamar, good job today, and we appreciate you very much. Come back soon.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Tamar Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. Remind you that always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.